Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. If it's Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell, Scoot, us here on Sports Talk, and the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Let's go back to Bobby's Notebook, and it's brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Cannon, I'll ask you about the quarterback play today.
Yeah, Mike, there's a lot of inconsistency. That stands to reason you're going to have that. None of these cats have even won an NFL game. But I asked Coach Kellen Moore in the post-practice conference, we talked to him. And all I know is that when I'm watching 7-on-7, now, you want your quarterback to make quick and rational decisions. I remember I always used to pray, not to win or lose. God, help me to make quick and rational decisions. So we're in the film room. I could tell you why I did this or that. And they're like, I don't know. I just winged it. That ain't good as a pro. You can wing in your backyard. You can do that. Or you can just ad lib. And Caleb Williams is learning that he better not just wing it with the Bears. Ben Johnson, I have no patience with that. Now, if you're productive and you're productive, that's the bottom line. But looking at, it was like 7-on-7 drills, and I'm comparing now the best of the best when you got Tom Brady, Drew Brees. How many times do you think Tom Brady and Drew Brees would scramble on a 7-on-7 drill?
Never.
Never. Never. I'm not talking about now and then, never. The ball's coming out somewhere. So I'm looking at like Shuck scrambling on back-to-back 7-on-7 thing, and there's no pass rush. Now, Coach Moore, when I asked him that question, goes, well, we kind of wanted the continuation because there will be situations. You know, he brought up, like, whether it be like Dak Prescott or you know, his situation with the Eagles, that the quarterback could extend plays and make plays that way. But all I know is that's never good when the quarterback is scrambling. Now, I don't know. I said I was going to save this. I'm not saving it. I don't have enough patience. I just think right now what I've witnessed, now it's just the first day in pads. Bobby didn't even play a preseason game. And I was telling Charlie this. What I could see happening right now, and I don't got no inside scoop or I'm not a prophet. I just look at like history and what occurs and how you're trying to develop a young quarterback. We could be the poor man's version, considering where Talishuk was drafted, Drake May and the Patriots. Bobby, what do you mean? Okay, let me tell you. Drake May, isn't he? Everyone's all excited about Drake May to play with the Patriots this year and how promising he looked last year. You know, Drake May didn't play till game six. He didn't start the season. He played game six against the Texans, a really good defense. Texans always have a good defense. And they end up losing that game. So, I don't know. I think Rattler could be thrown to the wolves again. But if you Rattler, you got to look at the glass half full. Well, here's another opportunity for me. But I get, now, if Rattler's winning, hey, he's the man. You keep playing. But I could see the plan that Rattler would start against the Cardinals. So let's say, I don't know, month and a half, like six games. Kind of like what the Patriots did with Drake May, even though it's a different coaching staff. And then, well, it didn't quite work out for Rattler. You know, like what I mean by not quite working out, let's say you 1-5 or you 2-4 or depending on the quarterback play. But let's say you hovering around, you 3-3 and Rattler's hanging in there tough. He's making plays and then you don't necessarily make a change. So I just look at when Drake May got his opportunity with the Patriots, I think that's going to dictate. Very similar with Tyler Shuck with the Saints when he gets his opportunity. And I'm just saying Spencer Rattler might be the sacrificial lamb. Because this team has to come together, new scheme, new coaches and all that. And look at the expectations from a national perspective. And it's just business. This coaching staff, they invested in Tyler Shuck. Now, look at all these coaches on the staff. They're not no high draft picks, but they got opportunity to play in the NFL. So they're going to say it's an open competition. But I could see a scenario where, and in practice right now, if I was coaching all that, I would say based on what I've witnessed so far, that Spencer Rattler, if we had to play the Cardinals, let's say now we don't, we still over a month away. If we had to play the Cardinals, I'd say Spencer Rattler is the quarterback. And Spencer Rattler has to look at that as an opportunity and trying to get his first NFL win. And then you just go from there. Because it's all about opportunity. And it's not going to be etched in stone that once Tyler Shuck's the quarterback, that he stays the quarterback. No, you got to produce. But Mike, I could see a situation very similar how the Patriots treated Drake May, considering where he was drafted compared to Tyler Shuck. And for sure, they want Drake May to work out. And I think he will work out as a young quarterback, a highly skilled quarterback with the Patriots. But right now, what I've witnessed, and only one pad in practice, and you look OTAs and, you know, in the mini camp, and then the first practice and all that. I just look at the decision making, and again, I go back to quick and rational decisions. And sometimes, and you can't be double clutching, I think right now with Tyler Shuck, Mikey's like afraid to throw that pick or something. Or not just, hey, you just got to let it rip. You know, you have to have confidence in what you're doing. And your initial read, you got to be fast. That clock has to be in your head. You have to know where all your checkdowns are. Because that's what Drew Brees and Tom, I'm not saying you got to be Drew Brees or Tom Brady, but they always knew that. And even if, to me, this is a better play on 7-on-7 with no pass rush. Even let's say that you're getting rid of the ball quick and you're going through your progressions, even if when you're trying to check it down, boy, that was a great coverage, even if you throw it in the ground, but you're going the right place with the check down. You know, you're not all of a sudden running around like with your head cut off. Oh, let me just try an ad-lib. Now, that's good you can ad-lib, because when they have a rush, then you can extend plays, and there's no defensive coverage that could cover forever. You know, that's why the defenses and defensive coordinators, they hate to play like Lamar Jackson and all. Because you can have the right defense. No, we had the right defense called, and everything's all aligned. And then Lamar Jackson is Houdini. How in the hell he got out of that? And then he makes a play. Well, then you got to chalk one up for him. Well, I don't think we have those cats on this team. So you got to be able to make plays in the pocket. And you still, there's still, it's not just always the running quarterback today. Well, why do you think Matthew Stafford is highly thought of? Or even the Jared Goffs of the world? I'm not saying they're statues, but they don't run around. They know where to go with the football. And I think that's where I'm looking right now with the quarterbacks. If I'm totally honest, you know who's more poised as much as anybody? And he didn't even laugh a whole game. They bench him at halftime as a Hainer. Hainer looks more poised right now to me than Tyler Shuck. And he's making plays. He's keeping up more with Spencer Rattler making plays than Shuck is. And you might say, well, that's too cruel of a statement to make. I'm just going by what I see and the confidence that I see and what comes about. They had, okay, I'm going to go in this. And they had, for instance, I'm going to look at Shuck. And I had right here in the plays that it was negative plays. Okay. So, okay, for instance, it wasn't all bad. For instance, he starts out, they were doing situation like 3rd and 3, and then guess what wasn't good too? This reminded me of Steve Trapillo, and I'd be yelling him in the huddle, come on, Rook, you can't be jumping off sides. Kelvin Banks Jr., it was 3rd and 3. What illegal procedure. So now it's 3rd and 8. It's a lot harder to make 3rd and 8 than 3rd and 3. So all of a sudden, he's behind the 8 ball. Now, this is a nice pocket awareness by Shuck, but you got to do this a bunch of times. Not like once in every blue moon or 2 out of 10. It was 3rd and 7. Shuck stepped up, hit Rashid plus 10. First down, Saints moved the chains. Good step up in the pocket. But then he had 3 passes that were not accurate. And then there was a 3rd and 3, and it was an easy throw. This is like a high school throw. I don't know. I don't know if he freaked out, whatever. He just like threw it in the ground. That's the kind of stuff you cannot have. And then these are not necessarily people that are going to sack the quarterback. Then he got sacked by Saunders and Shepard. So that was the roller coaster you don't want to be in as far as playing the quarterback position.
Bob, one of the things with quarterback, and I think you brought up a really good point about Drake May. And, okay, he sat out, what, a third of the season?
Yeah, well, Mike, he didn't start off till weeks, six, right.
And watching him games like 6, 7, 8, and 9, one of the bad habits he had, and he didn't do this at North Carolina, he'd walk right into the teeth of coverage. Okay, his initial guys covered. He'd pull it down and try to take off with it and try to buy time, and he walks right into the teeth of coverage. Where he got better, the last three or four games of the year for the Patriots, he stuck in the pocket and the ball was coming out, and it came out, Bob, almost a second quicker. Now, you think about it, say, a second quicker, that's nothing. No, but when you only got, what, like 3 seconds?
Three and a half at the most. It's like you have a clock in your head like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, and the ball has to come out. Yes.
And so when you can shave off almost a second of getting rid of the football, that tells you now you have kind of understood what the pro game's about. It's getting the ball out quick. You find your read, and you trust in yourself that you can get the ball to the receiver.
Well, you get it into your playmaker's hands, and they make you look good. Mike, that yak yards after the catch, that's the reason why that was invented. And I think Kellen Moore's going to do a good job with this, Rashid Shaheed and even Chris Olave, Brandon Cooks and all, where, okay, you caught the ball. People think, oh, it's 3rd and 7, you got to throw it beyond the sticks. No, you don't. I'd be shame on the receiver if it, you know, you got it. That's what Eric Martin was awesome. If it's 3rd and 7, so what? You threw it a yard, 2 yards, but he fell forward for 2 or 3 yards. First down. You continue to move the sticks. That's why, I mean, people think got to throw like bombs away. The bomb is pretty, but that's why you look at Ben Johnson going over from the Lions to the Bears, why he's being so tough on Caleb Williams. No, that's good. You can ad-lib and all that, but let me tell you right now, you got to make plays in the pocket. And the offensive line always knows where you're going to be, so they know how they could set the protection. Now, if you take off and run and make plays, that's all lanyard. That's all extra. But you have to be able to make plays in the pocket. That part of the game has not changed, and that will always be a big part, especially at the NFL level.